Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Whew! Like everything else after the pandemic, in-person meetings are going to be chaotic before they settle down. As noted in the post, the big thing will be attendance. That's how planners are measuring the success of the meeting, and attendees are going to be very selective on where they go, as time and travel is at a premium. Given this gap and other findings, here are two areas speakers need to think about leveling up their game. First up, boosting attendance. Duh. Any speaker at these industry conferences will be expected to bring in participants. Now, there are many ways to do that. Name recognition is a given, which is why a lot of folks from corporate America will be popular options. Pro speakers out there have to have a full-out plan to promote the event. Think campaign-style effort. Whatever you've done before the event to promote, assume you need to do more. A lot more. Be ready for innovative ideas. Be ready to commit time to this. Second, engagement. Now, this is a big word, so we need to drill down on what this really means. The definition changes by format. For example, industry events will want those buzzy moments that ripple out for hours after our presentation. For private events, which is tied to these conferences, it's all about access to you. A short tangent here. It looks like these events might replace some of the big user conferences. Just be aware. Now, the key here is to look at engagement and creating experience with a wide-angle lens. This is much more than just telling killer stories. It's more than just having insights. We have to be memorable now, and that is also very subjective. Bottom line, our speaker pitches have to go beyond topic and relevance. We have to meet buyers where they are. We have to ask big questions about attendance and engagement, and be sure we're on the same page as they are. Whatever you do, do not assume you have these areas covered. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.